Look, there is this this thing, like a mantra around the offices at Triple M. It's all about personal growth. Now, you do it all the time. Mm. You know, you're always trying to develop new skills and do things.
So I have you all fooled then? Okay, that's good.
Well, no, because, I mean, you've gone out, you've gone and done this, you've gone and done that, you're into the theatre, you're into everything else.
That's not personal growth, that's just a glutton for punishment.
Well,
taking on too much stuff.
It was last night, if you know, getting home at 11:30 at night. But here's
And yet your bags under your eyes are still bigger than mine.
Well, yeah, that's because I'm old. And I've got a, you know, the...
You're only 6 years older than me.
Well, make it seven, and you've got a deal there. But at the same time,
yeah,
you know,
people still think you're my dad.
Yeah.
How does that work, honestly?
Obviously, it's because I'm not doing any personal growth.
You need to do those eye exercises, that lady you see, and she does the mouth and the eye exercises.
What's that?
Is it...
What? I can't do that.
She's got these eyes and mouth exercises to make the bags under your eyes go.
Oh, just anyway. Get the surgery.
Well, that could be part of your personal growth.
What, getting Botox and everything?
Yeah.
Actually, we were talking about that the other week.
You should do it.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Okay, well, which part? Well, we've done the on the bottom, and that didn't exactly work all that well, did it? Or do you have to do it on a regular basis?
I don't think you were doing what you were supposed to be doing. When they put the injectables in, you were supposed to massage it. You just left it.
What? How are you supposed to massage it?
I was in the surgery with you when they said to massage underneath the eyes, and I don't think you did it very well.
Well, one of the eyes was actually puffed right up because something... I wouldn't say it went wrong, but, you know, it all went down and everything, but, yeah, it didn't exactly go according
pink
to plan.
So, personal growth.
Yeah, so I did a search online for new hobbies for men over 40. It was like a generic thing. And you look at it and you go, what are you trying to do to us? It's like going back to the school holidays.
Tell me what some of the things that they had on the list.
Woodworking, archery, sculpting, stuff
sculpting.
Like that.
Sculpting.
I know, right? What's the point of that? Ballroom dancing.
I don't think you could ever.
It's like being in the movie Ghost, but just with myself, two people. So I'm cuddling myself.
That's not
the clay.
A good sight at all.
Ballroom dancing is another one. Couldn't think of anything worse. Mm. But there's and chocolate making. You know, chocolate making. Why don't you just buy it at the store instead?
They do chocolate making in Mackay.
Well, yeah.
Where? Who does that?
I don't know. It's on the list that that I saw online. It's like, that just bores me. I don't even like chocolate.
So what is it that you do like then? This is the thing. So doing, like, even if you don't like something, you do it because it's new and you might meet somebody or you might actually like that activity.
What, doing the chocolate making?
Oh, whatever it is. Sculpting, pottery.
Pottery. Oh,
knitting.
God. Knitting. God, don't start that.
Men do knit. I know some men, like, who are married and got kids and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, married and kids. Of course they're going to be doing knitting.
Drinking beer at the same time.
I'll keep the knitting out of that, and I think we should be on a winner there. Triple M's.